The Seven Metal Mountains and The Elect One. Chapter 52. And after those days, in that place where I had seen all the visions of that which is hidden, for I had been carried off in a whirlwind, and they borne me towards the west, there mine eyes saw all the secret things of heaven that shall be, a mountain of iron, and a mountain of copper, and a mountain of silver, and a mountain of gold, and a mountain of soft metal, and a mountain of lead. And I asked the angel who went with me, saying, What things are these which I have seen in secret? And he said unto me, All these things which thou hast seen shall serve the dominion of his anointed, that he may be potent and mighty on the earth. And that angel of peace answered, saying unto me, Wait a little, and there shall be revealed unto thee all the secret things which surround the Lord of Spirits. And these mountains which thine eyes have seen, the mountain of iron, and the mountain of copper, and the mountain of silver, and the mountain of gold, and the mountain of soft metal, and the mountain of lead, all these shall be in the presence of the Elect One as wax before the fire. And like the water which streams down from above upon those mountains, and they shall become powerless before his feet. And it shall come to pass in those days that none shall be saved either by gold or by silver, and none be able to escape. And there shall be no iron for war, nor shall one clothe oneself with a breastplate. Bronze shall be of no service, and tin shall be of no service, and shall not be esteemed, and lead shall not be desired. And all these things shall be denied and destroyed from the surface of the earth, when the Elect One shall appear before the face of the Lord of Spirits.